After Commodore Perry's first appearance in the Bay of Edo in 1853, the Dutch at Dejima were immediately approached by the Japanese authorities with requests for arms, warships, and Western technology. Such services could not be provided instantly, but the Dutch government was willing to help Japan with technology necessary to exploit its natural resources on a modern scale and to safeguard its sovereignty, in return for free trade and regular diplomatic channels for the Dutch and their Western allies. However, Japan would also need an industrial infrastructure and proper personnel to handle and maintain such products, which required training and schooling, and not only in the martial arts, but in navigation, seamanship, engineering, and also in mathematics, physics, and other sciences and disciplines.